Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so every time Ben Roethlisberger, a video surfaces, speaking of dissecting it and parsing it apart, we do that. You know, whether he's throwing when he comes back from surgery and he's in a gym somewhere in California and we go, oh, man, and not just us, but everybody. Oh, man, he's got this beard. He looks big. Is he in shape? What's going on? Whether it's that, whether he's at Quaker Valley throwing with Ryan Switzer, whether he's sitting in a barber chair getting a bootleg haircut, all of that. And then again, it was yesterday. Now, I'm saying this. There is no question to me that yes, and I often hesitate to look at things and draw any conclusion from it. But if you see Ben Roethlisberger yesterday in Shenango at this food distribution situation that he was at, right? And so he's up there and he's doing something very good for the community and good on him. People have looked at his beard and looked at his neck and, man, does the neck make him look fat? And he shaved his beard and he has this on. And that was all in the past. Yesterday, seeing Ben Roethlisberger walk, there is absolutely, positively, zero question, his waist is smaller. And you can tell by a person, especially a man, especially as a man gets a little bit older, the kind of shape that they're in by their waistline, the dude looks trim. He looks fit. He is ready to go. Does that translate to having a great season? I don't know. But there can't be one person out there who says Ben isn't working to get back and Ben is out of shape. He looked like he was in the best shape. I'm just saying, and this is like a cliche people use. He looked like he was in the best shape he's been in a decade.
He's skinny Ben again. And so I'm looking forward to the extensive coverage on all of the ESPN and Fox Sports debate shows today about Ben's looking fit and trim, much the same way we got all of them talking about how Ben looked fat when he had a big bushy beard and went to that WVU basketball game with Ryan Switzer a few months ago. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to everyone in the national media pointing out what great shape Ben looks like he's in now with less than a week to go until training camp. I'll start holding my breath now.
Yeah, it was striking to see. It was one thing to see the facial shots, and he's kind of standing there, and he's unloading this truck. Then he got off of this truck in this camera shot, right, Chris? And he's walking in between these two lines of cars that are kind of lined up in this distribution place. He's like, "Hey, thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out." And it looked like he had a 32-inch waist. Now I don't know if he does, There was no little belly hanging out. There was no Big Ben kind of sagging a little bit. Ben didn't have his pants pulled up to his armpits either. Like this, again, I don't know what this means to translate to football because his stomach wasn't broken, his arm was. But It is like, well, if you question Ben's dedication to want to get back for these last couple years, you can't in just seeing a picture of him.
Here's what it does mean, is that everybody who wanted to draw the conclusion of, oh, he looks like he's getting a little pudgy around the middle, he's getting a little thick, I bet he's not working out a lot this offseason, better be ready to immediately swivel 180 degrees in the opposite direction and make the opposite conclusion of, well, if he's looking fit and trim, it must mean he's working out a lot and he's really trying hard to get back, just like you said. But here's the thing, and I've never been a blind protector of Ben Roethlisberger, because there are times on the field he's made dumb decisions I didn't like. There's been times he's made dumb decisions off the field years ago that I didn't like. But I will say this, in the national media, he's been absolutely crushed for being UConn Cornelius, right? And if he looks like that, then they better be willing to talk about it now. Or else, again, we talked about hypocrites earlier this hour, then there'll be nothing but hypocrites.
Where's
about
Max
what great
Kellerman
shape he looks like he's in. Right. And Steve, I want to see Stephen A. today talk about Ben Roethlisberger in the best shape of his life, Max.
Right. Because they drew the conclusion when Ben Roethlisberger went through a period of inactivity. And believe me, there's very few people who can put on and take off weight like Ben Roethlisberger, it seems like. But when he went through a period of inactivity, he had that arm surgery. He was out in California. They drew the conclusion by him throwing three footballs that he looked like the late Jared Lorenzen, because he was throwing a couple footballs. Maybe it had to do with not a whole lot going on in sports. But the national people bashed this dude for a good 48 hours off of that video that was like 12 seconds long.
If they're going to do that, fine. But then when this comes to light, you better be ready to spin around on your heels and do a 180. That's all.
And a jackass from Fox. Where's Terry Bradshaw now? Where's Terry Bradshaw? Honestly, at the beginning of some NASCAR race the other day and doing all. Where is he doing his 180? Where is he?
Delivering those publishers' clearinghouse checks.
Right. I don't know. I think it's in the interest of fairness, I think you're right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.